And most inspirational moments are just that, fleeting. But here's the beauty of radio. Sometimes you can be transported back to a place by immersing yourself in its sounds. Like the time Jim Metzner brought us to Marrakesh, Morocco.
The Jemaa El Fna is, for many, the heart of the city, a central gathering place where tourists mingle with local folks. It's an enormous paved open space, the size of maybe two or three football fields, encircled by shops and hotels with large open balconies for observing the proceedings below. The cast of characters assembling in the Jemaa changes moment to moment. In the morning, there are a fleet of vendors selling delicious fresh-squeezed orange juice. Thus fortified against the midday heat, you might stroll past a fortune teller with a weather-beaten set of tarot cards, or a dentist whose table is laden with previously extracted molars and a few ominous-looking tools. There's a boy carrying a trained monkey, and an old man in a jalaba, the traditional robe worn by men, sitting on the ground, surrounded by a dozen or so people, mostly young boys. The man is a storyteller, one of the world's oldest callings.